After meeting with President Obama at the White House, Mr. Peres said the government of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will honor the so-called roadmap to Middle East peace. That plan calls for side-by-side Israeli and Palestinian states.
Mr. Netanyahu said that he will abide the commitments of the previous government. The previous government accepted the roadmap.
Mr. Netanyahu has not officially endorsed the proposal to create a Palestinian state. The two-state solution has been at the center of U.S. efforts to mediate peace between Israel and the Palestinians for most of a decade. Earlier Tuesday, Vice President Joe Biden spoke before a major pro-Israel lobbying group, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC. He said a two-state solution is a necessary part of any negotiated peace in the region.
And the president is strongly and personally committed to achieving what all have basically said is needed, a two-state solution with a secure Jewish state of Israel, living side by side in peace and security with a viable and independent Palestinian state.
Biden said a two-state solution is also necessary to ensure Israel's survival as a Jewish democratic state.
That is also the solution that Israel and the Palestinians committed to in the roadmap and reaffirmed in Annapolis. It can be achieved. It must be achieved.
Biden also urged Israel to allow Palestinians freedom of movement and to stop building new Jewish settlements. He said Israel's security is not negotiable and called on Arab states to make meaningful gestures toward Israel. Mr. Obama and the Israeli president also discussed Iran in their private meeting. Mr. Peres said Monday that Iran's nuclear activities threaten the region and the world. Kent Klein, VOA News, the White House.